All right. Well, we are here at Planet Trog in Whitehall with Mariel from Candy Hearts from New Jersey. They're on tour with Young Statues, Seaside Heights, and Sky Sleeper. So you guys completed your first fully U.S. tour a little over a year ago, right?
Yeah, it was about March last year, I think.
Very nice. Yeah. Do you feel like your band has gone through some rite of passage?
I mean, I definitely think that your first U.S. tour is a rite of passage, but for some reason that one felt so much different because we did it in a minivan than the one that we just recently did felt like a real, like, rite of passage. Like, we did so many overnight drives, and, like, it just felt like the classic, like, broke band in a van on tour, which we hadn't really experienced because we had always toured in a minivan previously, and gas mileage is really good in minivans.
Okay. Well, with all that, all those new challenges and all the more intense touring, what have you learned about yourself and the band with all that challenge that you've overcome?
What have I learned? Well, I feel like I've definitely learned that I can do a lot of things that I used to be afraid to do. Like, I was never a person who felt comfortable traveling somewhere. I always felt kind of nervous that I would be stuck somewhere I didn't want to be. And I never felt comfortable sleeping at night in a van, while other people are driving. I was always afraid kind of,
the worst possible,
like,
thing.
Yeah, the worst possible thing that could happen when you're driving at night, what everyone's afraid of. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely found that I can, you know, function on a little amount of sleep, and I can travel, and I can do all of those things that I thought would be horrible for me to have to, like, endure, and they're not horrible at all.
Good, okay. So, your upcoming full-length, All the Ways You Let Me Down, due out June 10th on Bridge 9, Violently Happy, pre-order now. Chad Gilbert from Newfound Glory produced it, and Paul Miner, formerly of Death by Stereo, engineered it in California. Now, you guys used them before on your previous EP. What's so great about working with those guys?
I really like working with them because Paul and Chad are a really great team because Paul's really laid back, and Chad's really energetic, so they kind of cancel each other out, and Chad knows exactly what we want to do with our band. He totally gets the kind of music that we want to write, and I feel like he helps us bring the best of those qualities out. He's definitely helped us develop our sound, and knows really great, like, they both know really great recording tricks, and they're so comfortable working with each other, it just makes it easy for other people to work with them.
Absolutely. And I'm a big fan of their bands, so I trust their judgment, and I'm sure with the final product, everyone else will be like, whoa! But, you know, not to put pressure on you.
I hope so.
All right, so I heard that your favorite song to perform live is the title track off the new album, All the Ways You Let Me Down. Maybe that changes from time to time, but at the interview I read or heard, that was the answer. Does that still stand, first of all?
Yeah, I like that song a lot. I think it's really... it's just fun to play. It's, like, really kind of sassy, so it's fun for me to sing. It's not, like, quite as sad as our other songs, or happy. It's just kind of... it's sort of an empowering song, I guess.
Okay, good. And I'm sure it's more energetic and gets the crowd into it, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of important in the set. Excellent. So you had a music video for I Miss You. Since this is your first full-length on a bigger record label, do you anticipate more music videos and other cool promotional stuff?
Yeah, we're definitely working on deciding what our next music video is going to be. So hopefully we'll have some idea of that soon and can film it and get it out there.
Excellent, okay. The album art seems to be a birthday party banner. Does that have any significance? Not really a banner, but, you know, the lettering.
Well, it kind of came to me because I had all of these other ideas for the album artwork, and none of them felt right, and I was showing them to Chad and our label, and we were all kind of like, you know, something about this isn't, like, it's okay, there's nothing wrong with it, but something about it isn't right. And I was about to be like, you know what, we gotta have someone else make it because I can't think of anything else. Like, these are all my ideas, and they just don't feel right. And it just came to me one day with the birthday party banners, and I think that it's really fitting for our band because we definitely put sad songs to the music of, like, happy songs, and that's kind of what we're about, and I think it's a really cool dichotomy to have, like, the birthday banner, which is, like, typically for a celebration, right, but it's, like, celebrating all the ways you let me down.
Okay. Let's see. I read that Jordan from Newfound Glory is going to appear on the album on a track. First off, what track?
The track's called Something's Missing. It's one of the more ballady ones on the record.
Excellent. Now, was that one that you co-wrote with him, or did he just lend his vocal talents to it?
No, actually, I wrote that, and my friend Tyler from State Champs was helping me with a couple things on our record, and I was showing him a bunch of songs, and I was like, I really love this song, but something about it's not right, and he kind of came up with Jordan's part, and I wasn't really sure who was going to do it. I thought it'd be really cool to have a male vocal there, and I was like, maybe Chad will want to do it, maybe, like, we can get the singer of your band to do it, like, we'll just find, like, a male voice. I didn't ever think that, like, Jordan would be into it. I never thought, like, big like that. Yeah. I was just like, a male voice would be cool, but Jordan was super into it, and he did a great job, in my opinion.
I'm sure we'll all be looking out for it, so, okay. Now, of course, since we're in here, you were featured on an episode of Bus Invaders, where it was revealed that this van used to be owned by Striper, which is kind of cool. Or maybe it's not this van?
It is this van. So. It is definitely this van. Yeah, it was owned by a dude in Striper. I don't know what he used it for. I don't know if they toured in it or not. It did not have a lot of miles on it when we bought it, so I'm assuming they didn't do huge tours, but I don't know what he used it for. It used to be a school bus also. And then it was owned by Daybreaker, who I don't know if they're still a band.
I'm not so sure
anymore.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think they broke up. Like, I don't. Yeah, it's like a more recent breakup. That's why we got it, because they didn't need it anymore. Mm-hmm. And my friends in that band and sold to us for a really good price. It's definitely a fixer-upper, but we like it.
Oh yeah, I mean, it got you here. That's the important thing. But, I mean, like, in the glove compartment, any tiny little Bibles, because that's what Striper used to do. They would throw little Bibles out to the audience. Yeah, that was their gimmick.
I don't know. Now I have to look, because to be honest, I have no idea what's in here. There might be. Like, there was a drawer full of, like, stuff, like, random things, like stickers and, like, some girl's underwear.
I was
going to
say, I wouldn't touch anything in there, but okay.
Well, no, I found out the story behind that, and it's not perverted at all. They just did a panty raid or something. But I don't know why they didn't tell me that earlier, because it seemed much worse in our heads. Like, how did this get here?
Okay, so you guys have been known to cover songs from time to time. Fairly recently, the Descendants, Nothing With You. Anything else on the next on deck?
Well, I'm not sure. Recently, you know, I went on YouTube and I did a couple covers. I covered Rilo Kiley's song. Which one was it? I'm trying to remember which one it was. Oh, The Absence of God.
Okay.
And I covered the 1975 song Sex. I'm not sure what we'll do as, like, a full band next, but we've been talking about, like, possibly Sugar Ray or, like, a full band version of the Descendants song, but kind of make it our own.
Okay, cool. So, you'd be a writer, allegedly, if not a musician, and I've read a lot of your pieces online and in alternative press, which is always very cool. You used to work for a tech magazine, if I recall. What would be your ideal writing job?
I mean, I really like writing about all kinds of things. I definitely like being, I was a relationship lifestyle journalist for a while. And that's definitely something I love to write about. I think it's really fun. But honestly, my ideal writing situation is any kind of writing that allows me to play music and pay my bills at the same time.
Do you have any advice for aspiring freelance writers?
I think my only advice would be to really pitch a lot of articles to different publications and, you know, don't be too bent about it if they don't answer. I mean, that happens all the time. So just, like, keep pushing forward, keep coming up with ideas, and keep practicing. Because once you kind of let it go, it's really hard to get back in.
Okay. You're going to the UK with Newfound Glory in November, which has to be exciting, of course. Aside from that, what else does 2014 hold for you guys?
Well, we have a summer tour. We're going another full U.S. tour. We're going with Seaway and Stick Up Kid. They're co-headlining. Mm-hmm. And we might have something in October in addition to Gainesville Fest. That's it for now.
That's fine. That's good. And I always end interviews with this question. You're stuck on a desert island, one album the rest of your life.
I actually was just thinking about this today. I think it would be Fevers and Mirrors by Bright Eyes because it's always just been my favorite record. Okay. Even if I might not always be in the mood for that, it's like one of my favorites and I always keep coming back to it.
That's as good an answer as any. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.